There's some situations you're facing that you need to go to with the proper armor, with the proper equipment that you've proven. Satan, I come to you in the name of the Lord. Get behind me. Leave my family alone. Leave my church alone. Leave these parents alone. Leave our children alone. Leave our jobs alone. Leave our government alone. Leave everything alone in the name of Jesus. Get behind me. I'm not going to fall to that temptation anymore. I'm not going to give in to that besetting sin anymore. That's the sin that nobody else knows about but only you. You could be sitting here today and you look the part and you're faithful and I appreciate that. But that besetting sin, nobody else knows about it. But you've been fighting it for years. Give it to Jesus today. Approach it in the name of the Lord and say, in the name of the Lord, I come against you right now. Get behind me in the name of Jesus. Amen? Amen. Elijah erected his altar in the name of the Lord. Pharaoh saw Moses, and Moses went before Pharaoh in that name. Exodus 3:14, and God said unto Moses, I am that I am. And he said, thus shalt thou say unto the children of Israel, I am hath sent me unto you. I am the God. I am the healer. I am the forgiver. I am the provider. I am the miracle worker. I am the mercy giver. I am the forgiver of all sins. I am he that was robed in flesh and crucified, but I rose again. Let the I am begin to work on your behalf. What have you proven? And what have you proved in your life? Naaman washed 7 times and was healed. Peter said, nevertheless, at thy word will I let down my nets. Story after story, Jesus just walked in front of the foot washing pots and the water blushed and turned into wine. Take up thy bed and walk, he said. Roll the stone away and go back to Jerusalem and tarry. You just got to understand the God that you serve. No, you're not adequate enough to withstand. No, you're not physically or spiritually good enough sometimes to make every right decision. But when you let the Heavenly Father come inside of you and begin to work through you, you can be just like David, and you can look at your mountain, at your giant, and you can tell him, I come to you in the name of the Lord. No, I'm physically not able to match up to you. I'm not the experienced warrior that you are, but I'm a child of the King. I'm a child of the Creator. I'm a child of the God of glory, and I come to you with the name of Jesus, and every situation and every demon is going to have to flee, and I'm going to make it. But I have to do it for myself. As they come this morning, what have you proved in your life? Spiritually, we have a very successful, healthy church. God has blessed financially. God has blessed our families. God is healing and providing and taking care of us. Spiritually, we have been blessed. In 50 years, 60 years, 70 years, Who's going to be the elder Sister Baggett sitting on the pew? Who's going to be the Brian and Tracy Ford playing and leading in music? Who's going to be the Brother Kevin running sound today? Sister Petrie on the computer running media. Who's going to be the Brother Charlie opening the doors? You know, before anybody was here, Brother Charlie was here making sure the house of God was vacuumed and cleaned, just right. Who's going to be the prayer warrior that you hear cry out the altar, praying for that hurt, broken person? Who's going to be the Sunday school teachers? Who's going to be the Marshall Baggett or the Chris Gidros? Our time is short. Life is but a vapor. It's but a hand's breadth. You've got to prove some of these things, not just for yourself, but for those children, for those little ones that are looking. My heart leaps in my chest when my little buddy over here comes running up to me and grabs me. Brother Chris. Just pure love. Doesn't have an idea about anything. He knows how to eat. He knows how to scream. He knows how to sleep. He can pitch a fit with the best of them. I promise you, in Bible study sometimes, hallelujah. But he's open and he's absorbing everything around him. What have you proved? Not just for the here and now. Not just for the moment that you're going to stand before Goliath and say, I come to you in the name of the Lord. And I've proven these weapons. The power of God rises up inside of you. And you defeat that temptation. You defeat that trial, that issue. What's it going to take? Not only for our generation, but for the generations to come. The Bible talks gift will make room for itself. Some of you here are amazing cooks. Some of you here are amazing creators. You can sew, you can paint, you can do things that I dream of doing. I would give a lot to be able, I say I'd give a lot, but if you really think about it, if I say I'd give a lot, that means I'd go do it, right? Just saying. I would love to have the talent Brother David has on a guitar, Brother Petrie has on a guitar. To pick up a banjo and be able to play like Brother Baggett, my fingers just get all kind of like, man, where do you go? But they've proved themselves with those instruments, and they've taken the time necessary to master. They can get before you and play a song and sing, and you would like it. You give me a banjo or a guitar or a piano, you ain't gonna like it. I promise. What our children see us do, they will do. What have you proved? What are you proving? Your faithfulness? Thank you. Your willingness to serve and help, to reach out to somebody that's hurting? Everybody's hurting. Thank you. Your gifting will make room for itself. You don't have to get up here and play the keyboard. We have a master at a keyboard. But maybe you can dust it. Maybe you're good at greeting somebody. Maybe you're just a good prayer warrior. Whatever your gifting is, get good at that and allow God to use you. in church, in things of spiritual. Get out of the flesh and get in the spirit. What have you proved? Why don't you stand to your feet with me this morning? We face the end time. And we don't need just a proven religion. Hear me. I'm not looking for a proven religion or doctrine or I'm called this and this is my affiliation. I want a proven relationship with God and the Word of God. And if it's in the Word of God, I want it. And I want to live it to the letter. Every I dotted, every T crossed. And I want to do what's necessary. And I'm here to tell you this morning, if you will just work at your relationship with God, improve that. You will see things begin to change in your life that you didn't believe possible. This truth, this gospel, this word has proved itself. Every application, every time of man's existence, it rings true. This word is alive. This word is real. I challenge you this week to prove yourself in something pertaining to the Word of God and to God. Would you do it? If you make that commitment, would you lift your hand? I'm gonna do something to better myself with a relationship with God. Thank you. Why don't you just lift your other hand right where you are? Let's just begin to love Him. Lord, I love You. Lord, I praise You. I thank You today for Your mercies. Oh, God. God, I want to make it to heaven. I want to live for You. Pure and holy. Tried and true. God, whatever it takes. Lord, You take Your staff. You take Your sling. You reach me, God. Come on, just tell Him right now where you are. God, I give You my heart. God, I give You my soul. I want to be prepared for when that moment comes. I want to be ready, God, for when my opportunity comes. In the name of Jesus.
Pure and holy. Tried and true.
Come on, all over the building, just sing it with them.
And with thanksgiving.
With thanksgiving, God.
I'll be a living.
Oh, God. I'm going to be a living sanctuary. Thank You, Jesus. Thank You, Lord. I'm here to tell you this morning, very simple message, I know. But if you will prove yourself in the Word of God and the things of God and your relationship with God, there is no Goliath, there is no mountain. That means every situation. That means every trial. That means anything you're going with in your family, in your home, in your job, in relationships that are around you, that God won't do the miraculous on your behalf for you. You've just got to hold on to the horns of the altar, stay prayed up, stay fasted up, stay full of faith and living for God, stay faithful to the house of God and the things of God, and be consistent. I've been picking on Sister Baggett a lot today, but I appreciate something about her that I don't know that I've ever told her. No, I haven't. I appreciate your consistency. Consistency. I've never met a lady that teaches or witnesses or Bible studies or the things of God. Every situation, and I do this and I'm challenging you to do this, join us. Every situation is an opportunity to show somebody what's inside of you. Now, there's a season to everything. Hear what I'm saying. Don't go in the middle of